Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
Here comes your, hey, I was wondering, here comes somebody's Eric in the Morning tin camping mug.
People love them.
Yep, this 847 who texted this into 60123, this 847 number, he or she is getting one. Hey, good morning. Just wondering if we have to sign up for Double Your Paycheck every Tuesday and Thursday, or just one time and we're good to go. Thanks so much, wondering. Thanks. Now, I believe it's just a one-time sign-up each and every time we play the game, which would be, you know, now we're playing it a whole bunch of Tuesdays and Thursdays in a row. If you're signed up in the spring, but then you didn't sign up in the fall, yes, you got to re-sign up.
Right.
But just one time, and we've got your name.
Not each week, each season.
No. Right. Yes. So if you signed up, you know, like a week ago, 2 weeks ago, you should be good to go. Your name is probably right there in the queue, as they say, at 720, ready for me to read it off. You call back, you get your paycheck doubled. That'll be the first of 10 Chicagoland names. I should tell you this. Tuesday was an absolute train wreck disaster.
Yeah, what happened? Yeah,
I don't know what it is with Tuesdays. For some reason this fall, Tuesdays in the spring and in the past 6 years, we would just knock it out of the park and give away so much money. For some reason, all of us don't have, as we said earlier this week, don't have our heads screwed on straight on Tuesdays, and it gets all messed up. Thursdays tend to be significantly better. So we'll see if that is the case, but I want you to know something. And I'm not lying to you when I tell you this, because this happened. Yesterday, Big Karwowski, who manages all this stuff behind the scenes, walked in here and was taking the Double Your Paycheck board and cleaning it, because we have a board in here to keep track of things.
Yep.
And I go, it was like, you know, during the 57th Taylor Swift song.
Oh, yeah.
And I said to him, I looked at him, I go, what the hell is going on Tuesdays? And he looks at me, and I quote, he looks at me and says, I don't care.
What?
I go, you don't care? He goes, I don't have to pay. People don't call. I don't have to pay.
It's money he gets to
keep. He goes, to be honest with you, I don't have the budget to do this.
Right?
Oh, we don't. So God. He's like, we're kind of gambling. We're gambling that some people won't call because we don't have enough money.
Right.
So he's like, when it doesn't happen, I'm like, whoo, what a relief, because I didn't have enough to pay for today.
Yeah.
So when we're celebrating 10 for 10s, he's in his office like, oh, crap.
No, he's taking his money down to Hammond, to one of the casinos, and putting it all on red, hoping to make a little money to pay this thing off. That's true story.
Yeah.
That's true story. So be here at 720 to ruin his day by winning your money.
Follow the Eric in the Morning Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Eric Morning Mix.
Yeah, you're getting married. Grandma's out there on a dance floor with Glenn Lerner. Because he invited Glenn. They're both wearing Slash's hat because you got Guns N' Roses as your wedding band.
That's right.
Ed Sheeran says, hey, if I'm free, I'll be your wedding band. And you don't even have to pay me. I love doing it. The top three bands you'd like to have as your wedding bands. Bands or performers, Nick, who do you want?
Maroon 5.
Maroon 5 at your wedding. Mm.
They did that in a video.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah,
I think that was supposed to spark a reality show. I don't think it ever happened.
Wow.
Yeah.
Julie.
Oh, my gosh. I would love Elton John to play at my wedding.
Elton John.
Yeah. Since I was in third grade. He's so...
Oh. I know. You could be the candle in the wind.
Yep. Oh. And he'd be dressed for the occasion,
oh,
for
yeah.
sure.
Oh, yeah. There'd be a lot of feather boas in the crowd. It'd be great. Hey, Jane.
Yeah. Hi.
You've chosen?
Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
Times Like These.
Oh, yeah. My God. Give all of us the chills,
Jane,
right
there's
now.
A chance you and Whip are getting married.
That's right.
Congratulations. Lovely couple living happily ever after. Sandy.
Journey.
You and Swanee are getting married.
Oh, my gosh.
At number three, your wedding band, Carrie, that you would love to have is what? Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi.
He's so handsome.
Yeah. Imagine them doing this one. Grandma's out there with her lighter.
Yep.
This is what they sound like live. It's a good slow dancing song, Whip, with like a cousin.
For sure.
Yeah, that's nice.
Seen a million faces. I've rocked them all.
He has rocked them all. In at number two, Matt, you have chosen?
Tenacious D.
Tenacious D, Jack Black's band.
Oh, Grandma's in for a treat.
Yeah. Some Tenacious D with Jack Black. And finally, in at number one, well, if you're going to have a wedding and you're going to have a wedding singer, that singer should be who, Lisa?
Adam Sandler.
Of course it should.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the wedding singer.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you did there.
Ah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Adam Sandler. Wouldn't that be fun? Hey, it's Eric. So are we having any fun yet? Well, actually, this was one of my favorite moments from this morning show. At least I think it was. Here it is. So Nikki just shared she had a dream about whipping bowling balls last night. and I'm like, okay, what do I do with this? Yeah. What do I do with this?
I don't know.
And I thought, okay, what to do, what to do. All right, so how about this then? How did we end up in your dream and or your most recent bowling score? Interestingly enough, we have a single call that has both.
Oh, awesome.
Get out. Like,
come on.
Hello, Red.
Hi.
Hi. We need either how did we end up in your dream and or your most recent bowling score.
So I had a dream that I went bowling with my ex-wife, my girlfriend, and Violetta.
The ultimate foursome, as they say.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, wow. Wow, that could go down a weird alley. Yep. No bowling pun intended there.
I love bowling.
So what happened?
We were just bowling. There was no, like, details in it.
What a huge letdown for you, huh, Red? You're like, how about we get out of here? Even in your own dream, you're like, how about we get out of this bowling alley? Like, no, we're staying. Yeah. We're playing.
No, you
go. It was good.
I was doing well. I was getting striked.
So see?
There you go.
Strike it out.
With your ex, with your current, and with the random person.
Bowling with Violetta, the ex-wife, and the current girlfriend.
Well, that's fun.
Who would have ever gone? Or who would have ever guessed?
Trending on Twitter on the Eric in the Morning Show. Trending on Twitter.
You got the top three trending on Twitter. You ready?
Yeah, I am.
All right, number three.
So news out that Owen Wilson, Kim Kardashian, Jason Sudeikis, and Rami Malek are all booked to host SNL next season, which is where Deborah Messing creeped into the trending on Twitters. She responded by tweeting, "Why Kim Kardashian? I mean, I know she's a cultural icon, but SNL has hosts generally who are performers who have something to promote, like a film, TV show, or album launch. What am I missing?" Also, this is the first time that the show will be live streamed on our favorite streaming network, Peacock.
I should have that right.
I know, sorry. It was a lot going on. I was going to warn you, but I forgot. So, yeah, Deborah Messing's upset about Kim Kardashian. I don't know, has Deborah Messing ever hosted?
So somebody should say it. They've had all kinds of different people hosting SNL, including people from business and sports and people who are not, quote, and performers.
But as a crazy SNL fan, I was kind of like, really?
Yeah, you know.
You know, it's opener.
See what she can do, right?
Trending on Twitter, number two.
Billie Eilish and Nike are teaming up for a new vegan Air Jordan drop. Billie is a self-proclaimed sneakerhead. She loves them, and the new kicks are going to be called Jordan 15s. They are vegan. They're made from 20% recycled material, and they are scheduled to drop on September 27th.
Right, and trending on Twitter, number one.
Netflix debuts the first trailer for a brand new documentary called Britney vs. Spears. This aims to explain the long-term road for the Free Britney movement and how we got here. It's coming out on September 28th. This has been under wraps for quite a while, the whole documentary, but now, since there have been developments in her case with her dad, Jamie Spears, asking to be removed from the conservatorship, they decided to reveal this. She's been in that for about 13 years.
Very nice. Thank you.
Don't miss the Eric in the Morning Saturday Show. Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on The Mix.
43% of Americans are working their dream job from childhood. Big number.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Big bunch of phone calls coming in. Look at this. Samantha, you're living the dream job from your childhood. True?
Good morning. Yes, I am.
And what is that job?
I'm a teacher.
Very nice.
Aww.
At what age did you know you wanted to be a teacher?
I had an amazing second grade and third grade teacher, and that's when I knew it was meant to be.
You knew in second grade, this is the career, the life for me.
It sure was, yep.
Wow.
And I bet you played school at home all day long.
I did, yep. And now I'm teaching second grade.
Oh, that's awesome.
It has come totally full circle. Thanks, Samantha. Watch this. Alyssa, you heard that, right?
I sure did.
Dream job?
Another teacher got me. Yep, I'm a teacher as well.
Another teacher. All right. Did you also know in second grade?
I knew in fourth grade, so she beat me on that one.
Okay. All right. And what grade do you teach?
I teach fourth grade.
Oh my gosh.
Get out of here. Really?
Yep. I've taught first, third. Now I'm up at fourth.
So crazy.
That is kind of crazy.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, Carolyn. Hello, yes. Carolyn. Hi. You're in the job you dreamed of as a kid?
I am, very much.
What job?
I am also a teacher. I teach orchestra.
Orchestra teacher. Did you have a really awesome orchestra teacher when you were a kid who inspired you to do that?
I did. I had a bunch of them, so I'm really, really lucky, and I get to come here every day.
What wow. is the most difficult instrument for a kid to play?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. The one that they don't want to play.
Yeah. That's a good right. answer. Good answer.
Everybody's good at the recorder.
Hey, Doc.
No one's good at the recorder.
Hello.
Hi, you're in the job you dreamed of as a kid?
I am. I'm a veterinarian, and I also run a dog rescue.
Oh.
Well, when did you know you wanted to be a vet?
I think from the moment I was able to walk, and we would, like, catch toes and find strays and all that good stuff as kids.
Was there one particular dog in your childhood that sold it for you? Like, yep, this is the dog that did it for me.
Yes. His name was Frisky.
Frisky.
Frisky the dog.
A big, fat golden retriever. He was about 130 pounds.
All these dogs and animals you're taking care of now have Frisky to thank.
They do.
Look at that.
Congratulations.
Yeah, great.
On living your dream.
You normally don't see this one. I'm interested to find out. Daisy, you're living the dream job.
I sure am. I work for a school system here in Chicago, and I am an office coordinator. When I was little, I remember seeing the ladies at the office, and I'm like, oh, I want to be writing and things and typing on a computer. And so
I want to be one of the ladies at the office.
That is
my God, you are.
They're the first people you see, and you're like, they look busy
that
and important.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great.
So it's my main job to make everybody happy when they come in late and not make them feel bad. So, yeah.
Wow. Have you noticed a tone here? All of these calls, you can actually hear people being happy.
I know.
Yeah, it makes, you can't help but smile.
You're driving your
or
job.
Be a little
you're all
jealous.
Miserable. You're like, how did they do it? Oh, man. Michelle, you're living the dream job you wanted when you were a kid.
I am a pilot, and I love my job.
A pilot.
Wow, that's awesome.
A pilot. Yeah. And what do you fly?
So I fly private jets, and I'm currently flying a Citation Sovereign.
Wow.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
And are you on your way to the airport? You're not calling us while flying, are you? That'd be awesome.
No, I am on my way to the airport. I'm going to Fort Lauderdale for 2 days. And
we're having a hard time figuring out
she's
what
going
she's
going to Fort Lauderdale.
I want to live her dream with her.
Have you told your friends about the Eric in the Morning podcast? You probably should.
Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel are fierce Scrabble competitors in adorable photos, it says, posted on Instagram. Just Whip was saying to me, he's like, you got to come in here and see this. This is adorable.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, show me.
Yeah, stop everything. I need
right.
to see
we got
it.
In there, had a bunch of stuffed animals around looking at adorable photos.
Totally
it was
adorable.
We're giggling.
Adorbs.
Cute.
I like to say adorbs.
Adorbs. In your house, it gets really, really, really competitive. You take no prisoners, Sean.
Hey, good morning. So it's Trivial Pursuit, the Genus Edition. They don't let my dad and I pair up against each other. Well, we actually usually get paired against each other because if we get involved, we're going to dominate the game. We're the kind of people that...
Oh. We got a little trash talking, too. Yeah.
It's pure domination.
They got to separate us.
Yeah. Flag for taunting.
You got to separate the two brilliant guys. I like it.
It's not fair to the rest of you.
I like it. You know, that's very heady stuff, too, the Trivial Pursuit. And you can go really basic when you get competitive, too. Hi there, Laura.
Hey, how are ya?
Great. It's take no prisoners in your house.
Well, you know, we do paper, rock, scissors to decide who does a chore around the house. So it's like, you know, who's going to let the dog out? Let's Rochambeau this.
Wow. That's hilarious.
I like it.
Everything.
I like it. Rock, paper, scissors to control the household. Hey, Abby, take no prisoners.
Hi. Oh, yeah, that's us. We play cards, but mainly... Rummy 500, and I was in the hospital having our daughter, and the nurse was like, okay, it's almost go time, and my husband's like, but I've been losing and I'm winning. Can we finish this game?
All right. I'm going to finish this out. Yeah. I'm going to crush her before she gives birth to my child.
Yes, they had to tilt my bed because I was, like, so lightheaded so we could finish the game and then have
Don't
the
you
game.
Pass out on me now. Oh, don't you pass out.
Yeah.
I got you right where I want you.
Keep everything as is.
I hope you beat his butt.
Paula.
Seriously.
Hello, Paula.
Hi, good morning. Everything is off the table when we're having our Nerf gun fights.
Oh, boy.
Ooh. Really?
Yeah.
No rules.
It's like Call of Duty around the house with Nerf guns.
Yep, even the dog and cat get involved.
Oh, man.
They're laying low behind chairs.
Right?
Yeah. Woof, woof, woof.
They hide. They know it's coming.
Right. hey, Ryan, in your house, it's take no prisoners.
So in our house, it would be basketball. We love playing ball.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Taking it out in the driveway, huh?
Well, you know what? We had our backyard blacktop, so we got a court back there, like
nice.
A half court.
Nice.
And I got to say, my wife, she is very good.
She will take you to the rack.
Yeah.
Look, if I'm not careful, she will win. So that's our game.
You're getting in front, trying to take the charge.
Yeah.
Boxing each other out. That's amazing.
Your wife's skying over you, posterizing you.
Whoa. Strategy. It's all strategy.
How that happened? Take no prisoners, Nicole.
So me and my boyfriend both play rugby, and there's a co-ed tournament. And in June, we got to play against each other, and his ultimate goal was to tackle me, and he did, and now I have a torn ACL.
Wow.
Oh, yikes.
No.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. He's like, get up. It doesn't hurt.
Right?
Get up.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Aw.
Take no prisoners, Molly.
We have a family of five, and on weekends, we give the kids, well, you know, all of us Pop-Tarts for breakfast.
Uh-huh.
And there's six in a box. So we break out our bags game inside, and we play to win. It's on.
Playing for the ultimate leftover Pop-Tart.
Final Pop-Tart.
And we should maybe think about that for our bags tournament next year.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Pop-Tarts. Not a bad idea. And finally, take no prisoners, Sarah.
Hi, my husband and I have contests. Who gets more steps in on our Apple Watches?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody with the steps competition. Yep. You find you're like running in place at work?
Yeah, well, now that I work in a school, so now that we're back at work, I have been getting more steps in, but he's a big golfer, so he'll walk the course now just to beat me.
There you go. You're telling the kids, so listen,
one of us will take the dog out for an extra walk.
Right?
Battling to take the dog out, telling the kids, you don't mind if I walk around during this lesson, do you? I'm going to walk amongst you as I tell you how this one's going to go.
Yeah.
Take no prisoners. It's the mix.
Hey, it's Eric. You know, wow. Wasn't that entertaining? That was something, huh? Imagine what's coming next. This is what's coming next right here.
You know, today's Mixed Morning Mindbender is really a perfect example of the uncomfortable moments that I experience. Because there are times, like, I'll be out and I'll be with friends, and they'll have maybe, like, friends in from out of town, or, you know, somebody from out of town comes in and you're just trying to make small talk with them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And which I'm terrible at.
Yeah.
And they're always like, oh, so you do a radio thing? That's what it usually is.
Yep.
Thing.
Right.
Yep.
What is that?
That's when they go, so you're a DJ? I'm like, yeah.
They
always go, what do you do on your show? What do you talk about? Do you talk about politics or problems with the city? And I'm always like, well, we do more of a would you do it with a robot kind of show.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, would you do it with a robot? I'm like, yeah, and we do more of that.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, rather than talk about the troubles the city of Chicago's having, we focus on whether or not you do it with a sexy robot.
For sure.
And everybody talks about the problem.
Cool. The good news is about that. That usually ends the conversation.
Yeah, that's when they walk away.
You don't have to small talk anymore. 312-233-1019. What percentage of people, when asked if they would get it on with a robot, said, are you kidding me? Even if it was an ugly robot, I'd do it. First correct caller wins. Hi, Gina.
Hi. Is it 40%?
It is, in fact, 40%.
Oh, okay.
40,
stop it.
40% would do it with a robot. Yep.
Stop it.
Yep.
That's
2 out of 5.
That's a lot of people.
I told you. Yep. Gina.
Yes.
Would you do it with a robot?
No, I would not.
Okay. All right. All right, Miss 60%.
Yeah.
That's a very popular number. Like last hour, for anybody listening who exactly 1 hour ago, it was 43% of people are actually currently in their dream job they had when they were a kid, which I thought was a staggering number.
Yeah.
And now another 40%, another staggering number, a completely unrelated topic, would do it with a robot.
That's
the beauty of the show.
Yeah.
It can inspire you
or
cause you to roll your eyes and turn away.
I'm thinking
like
of the Billy Madison quote of everyone is dumber now having listened to that.
For sure.
Fact.
And happier.
More than 40% say they are totally fine with the idea of doing it with a robot. A humanoid robot, though. I'm not a weirdo, is what they say.
Oh, my God.
As long as it's a humanoid robot. Like, don't try to bring R2-D2 in here.
Yeah, that would be
that's
think
gross.
I'm going to do it with
uncomfortable.
That.
That's just gross.
C-3PO? Maybe.
Well, yeah, he's very human-like. Plus, got the accent, you know.
Right.
So terrible.
C-3PO, say something sexy.
Do we agree that mostly guys probably said yes?
Don't try to pinpoint us into this.
Even if that's the case, there's still women who said yes, yeah, Violetta.
All right, I'm just asking. There's I just asked a question. Don't be so offended, robot lover.
Do your research before you speak on this. Come on.
Don't be offended. You're just pointing a finger at all the guys. We know you'd do it with a robot. I saw you researching C-3PO over there.
You know, you can tell Alexa to turn on the mix. Just say, Alexa, open 101.9, the mix.
So I just saw a study that said 40% of people said they'd be willing to get it on with a robot, which I thought was, wow, weird and good for you. Mm-hmm. Way to go. And then around here, and Nikki's like, oh, gross. And then Nabila's like, oh, this is sick. Oh, you guys are also weird. I'm like, hey, the robot comes walking through here. It looks like Ryan Reynolds. You guys are going to lunch with him for sure.
I mean, lunch,
then,
maybe.
Then I said, all right, well, you know, like even C-3PO. C-3PO asked you to dinner. Who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Which freaked you all out. And then you notice who was strangely quiet during all that?
Whip.
And do you want to know why? Because he was researching something.
Yeah.
And what did you find, Whip?
Well, I kind of knew about this already. I didn't know how quite to explain it, so I figured
That's
I
weird.
Would just show you.
That's weird.
There is an old set of Star Wars cards, trading cards, you know, like baseball, football cards, but from Star Wars back in the day. And one of them was produced where it looks like C-3PO has a giant...
in a provocative position.
Yeah, has a giant robot thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
And so this card was produced, and they quickly realized, uh-oh, we got to fix that, and they then...
So it was accidental. They weren't trying to do something weird.
No, I think... So apparently, I just did a little more research. I didn't even know this. Apparently, it's a real picture from the set of Star Wars where they were fooling around. A picture was taken, and that got put on a card by accident without them realizing it. Once they realized it, they put out a corrected card, but the original card is very much still out there.
Let me stop you right there.
Yeah.
Because you folks need to know what's going on. While this has been happening, while Whip has been explaining this, you'll notice two other people got very, very quiet. The two people who are so easily offended 30 minutes ago, who are so aghast at what happened, both of them are buried in their computers right now trying to get a picture of this C-3PO.
I do want to see it.
I know you.
Yeah.
I know you do.
It's gold.
There we go.
Trending on Twitter on the Eric in the Morning Show. Trending on Twitter.
We need to get an update on what's trending on Twitter. Because I didn't pay attention to the last trending on Twitter because I was busy typing emails because everything was broken in here.
Yeah, you totally, I could tell. You're just like,
I didn't hear a word you said.
Can I just do this, the same one again?
No. Let's freshen this thing up.
Okay.
Top three trending on Twitter, in at number three.
This is going to be very fascinating to you. Sherwin Williams just revealed their 2022.
Ooh, let me guess.
Color of the year. People are loving, you know,
I'm going to go with Midnight Fog.
Oh, fog is in the name, yo weirdo.
I know. I was trying to remember the story. I read it earlier.
Oh, you cheater.
You're
such a cheater. No, let me help the rest of you. So it's supposed to give you a cool, tranquil feeling. It's like being out in the woods, misty forest vibes. Anyone else want to take a guess?
Foggy fog.
Oh, my God. No, it's evergreen fog.
Evergreen fog.
And, you know, trends and designs at home are a lot more important these days than usual because everyone has been spending a lot more time there and thinking, maybe I need to freshen this place up a little.
Time to get the hell out of that place and go back to work. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Now that artists are getting the hell back to work and on the road performing, StubHub can once again announce their most in-demand tour artists this fall. Based on their ticket sales for concerts through December, the artists most in demand right now
Harry Styles.
Carrot Top.
Harry Styles.
I was going to say, Harry Styles, then...
Midnight Fog.
You're paying attention too much to this trending on Twitter. Like, I need to take
a
step
back. Can you go back to, like, writing notes or something? It's way more fun.
I'm in a groove now, and trending on Twitter, number one.
Wait, I got to tell you. So, his Love on Tour is the most important. The second and first, Luke Combs and the Rolling Stones.
Second and third, you mean?
Yeah.
And Harry's here tomorrow.
You said first.
Oh, I meant second. Well, you're getting me all confused. Anyway.
Yeah, monoskin.
All right.
Where did they fall? Monoskin.
Nowhere.
Monoskin. All right. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Talk about in demand. Bruce Springsteen trending as people are celebrating him on his birthday. The boss turned 72 years young today.
Still very fit, though.
And he's aging beautifully. He is scrumptious.
White t-shirt.
Scrumptious.
He is so good looking. It hurts. Long Branch, New Jersey is also trending because that's where the legend was born.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review,
and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.